What had once been Carrie Porter's salvation had now put her in the depths of hell. Frowning, she glanced out the window of her home, not realizing until now how life had changed so drastically in a few months. It seemed impossible that only 2.5 months ago, Last Chance Nebraska had received the worst blizzard in history. 4 feet of snow had packed the land twice, not only killing their crops and most of the animals, but the freezing temperatures had also taken the lives of some of the people in town. The greater number of those who died were men, husbands of the women in town. Carrie's own husband had perished as well. She had relied heavily on him for support, and just like that, he was ripped right out of her life. 5 years ago, Michael Porter had taken her away from New York City and promised that they would live like kings. As newlyweds, they were in love and anxious to start a family, but they both decided that New York was not where they wanted to grow old together. When they found Last Chance Nebraska, they felt this was their home. Unfortunately, once Michael had opened up the town's first bank, he had spent so much time there that he ignored his wife, and when their first child came a few years later, he wasn't around to help her. Carrie knew he was trying to follow through with his promise of living like kings, which was why he was hardly ever home. However, it wasn't that terrible, considering Tilly, the maid she'd brought with her from New York, had been the one who showed Carrie how to be a mother. Tilly was also the one who kept food in their bellies and clean clothes on their backs. Since Carrie had come from a wealthy family, she'd had a maid growing up, and Tilly was a godsend. Taking a deep breath, Carrie smoothed her palms down her blouse and further to the waist of her teal-colored skirt. It wasn't until she had gotten word that Michael had been frozen during the blizzard when she realized how much she had relied on her maid. Tilly had helped Carrie mourn Michael's death, as well as assisted in caring for little Parker Joe. Sadly, her son would never remember his father, but if all went well this morning, she would have another man to marry who would take on husband and father titles and responsibilities. Deep coughing from the other room brought Carrie out of her depressing thoughts. Poor Tilly had caught a chest cold over a month ago, and the middle-aged woman hadn't been able to shake it. Carrie moved away from the window and walked into the kitchen, where Tilly sat at the table peeling potatoes. The woman's face was flushed, and moisture coated her forehead. Wisps of short black hair along her temple stuck to her skin in certain areas.
"Tilly, you should really go lie down."
Carrie moved to her maid and placed her hand on the woman's shoulder.
"I will peel the potatoes."
Tilly arched a thick eyebrow as a grin touched her mouth. "The last time I gave you a knife, you nearly cut off your finger." She shook her head. "No, I'm going to make some soup, and you cannot stop me."
Irritation boiled inside Carrie.
"If you don't take care of yourself, what good will you be? I need you well, Tilly. If you cannot think of my welfare, think of poor Parker Joe. He will starve if you're too sick to cook, and you don't want to be responsible for his starvation, do you?"
Tilly rolled her eyes. The older woman knew when Carrie was acting dramatic, and although she was this time, she was still trying to make her point on the subject.
"I'll go lie down, but only because Parker Joe is resting too. Someone has got to watch him while you go collect yourself a husband."
Carrie's chest tightened. It physically hurt to think of starting all over again with a new man in her life. But it had to be done. Pastor Collins had told all of the mourning widows that they couldn't stay in Last Chance unless they all found new husbands. That was the very thing to push the women into action. They set up an ad in Grand Platte's newspaper, advertising for grooms. It had surprised Carrie that so many men had responded, and she, along with the other widows, were able to choose their own man. Carrie picked Dr. L. C. Hamilton. She prayed the Lord would guide her toward the man who would not only rescue sick people in town, but rescue her and Parker Joe as well.
"Yes," Carrie said with a heavy sigh. "It's almost time to meet my future husband."